The Red Ravens, they're kicking off hour number two of the March 2017 edition of Czech Classics Then and Now with their version of the Stoneheart Waltz. I want to send that out to Nolan Werchin here in Taylor and everybody else with the Taylor Czech Chorus. That was one that Nolan asked me if we could do last October at the Oktoberfest thing we did here in Taylor, but I didn't have the music at the time, but Just finalized that on Friday. We are going to be back for Oktoberfest here in Taylor at the Texas Beer Company on October 21st. So come see us, and we will do the Stoneheart Waltz for you. Getting back into the show now. Talk a little bit before we get back into the music. Had a freaking fantastic time. I mean, just what a blast. Up at Seton. At the fundraiser for the Texas Polka Music Museum, Battle Dance with the All Around Czechs, one of the new up-and-coming bands. Man, just what a great time. The hall was packed. Texas Polka Royalty was there. Anton and Alfred Vrajel. Fritz Hotte was there. Roy Hogg. So many other people. I've lost track of how many other people were there. But like I said, the hall was packed to the gills. And just a great show, I think. I mean, the All Around Czechs. I actually got one of their CDs, but I already had this show put together. So next month, I will definitely be featuring some music from the All Around Czechs, which features Brandon Hotte, Fritz Hotte's grandson. But they're more of kind of the new sound, kind of like, I don't want to say copycats, but most of the bands now are kind of based on the Vrajel sound. With those double saxophones, you know, Vrajel's kind of started it, and Red Ravens kind of were the first band to kind of imitate them, and now everybody is kind of a derivative on that kind of sound. You know, Czechaholics do that, and it's Czech boys, you know. I will say, at least the all-around Czechs, they do use trumpets as well, so they'll do some songs with saxophone and do others with trumpet. They'll do some where they do both. The first half with trumpets, the second half with saxes, which, honestly, I really do appreciate that. Being a brass guy myself, trumpets and stuff like that are getting more and more rare. So like I was saying, it was really a kind of a good mix with their band, kind of the newer sound with the kind of crashing drums and, you know, the saxophones and stuff. And then our band, which is definitely old school, all brass, got my son on the baritone, so we have that old time feel. Rob Schmidt, our drummer, is such an old school classic kind of swing drummer, you know. I mean, he has such a simple trap set, just a bass drum, a snare, and cymbals. That's it. I don't even think he has a tom-tom and a hi-hat. I mean, it's just like five pieces, and that's it. And the things he can do with that are amazing. So it was a good mixture of the old and the new kind of styles. I think everybody dug it. But we had such a fantastic time. Met so many people out there. Got great compliments. Sold out of all our... Took like 10 CDs and sold out of those. And just a fantastic time. So enjoyed playing up there in Seton. We hadn't played up there since like 2000. So hopefully we will be back in that area at some point. So any guys came out, thank you so much. I certainly do appreciate it. Back into the music now. Let's do it. We're going to get back into our album feature for this month. Bill Mraz Orchestra and their album Swing and Sway, album number 505. So let's go on with side two. Here we go. And of course, sing along. In heaven, there is no beer. We'll be right back. Well, it's time there to wrap up our album feature for this month. The Bill Mraz album, Swing and Sway. We just did side two. Let's go back and check out what we listened to. We started off side two with In Heaven There Is No Beer. Right after that, one of my all-time favorites. I love this song so much. I wish I had some clarinets in our band so we could do a proper version of this. The Farmer's Wedding Lantern. That's such a great piece. Then a couple of numbers that we did as the Dance Hall Boys on our An Evening in Dubina. I did charts for both of these because these songs are so cool. The Old Veterans Polka. Right after that, The Lord Calvert's Waltz. Love those pieces. After that, we had the Herr Schmidt. And we wrapped up the album feature with the final song, The Jim, Johnny, and Jonah Waltz. So there you have it. Swing and Sway with the Bill Mraz Orchestra. One of the best bands ever in the state, in my opinion, out of Houston. And a great, great album. I hope you enjoyed that. So that's our album feature for March. Be back in April with another one. I haven't picked it out yet. Haven't decided who it's going to be. But it'll be a good one, that's for sure. In the meantime, back into the music. And we're going to do a little live music set here. Feature some live music from a few bands. Most of these are like home recordings. So it's, of course, bands I played in. Because that's where I got the recordings from. But yeah, a nice little set here, some live music. Kick it off with the Dance Hall Boys. This is from down in Moravian Hall in Corpus Christi from 1996. And it's a polka version of the Cervene Billy, the Red and White. We'll be right back.
This is the Beer Barrel Polka! Let's polka now!
Yeah, that is the Brave Combo I grew up with. I went and started seeing Brave Combo about 1985 or so when they had just come out. And that's why I love those guys, because they would just turn on a dime and do anything. Let's go back and recap what we heard. Like I said, all live music. We started off with our own band, the Dance Hall Boys, doing the Red and White Polka, featuring, let's see, who was playing in the band at that time? John Ondrashek on accordion and vocals, myself, and Danny Garrick on trumpets. George Pavelka, he used to play with the Pavelka Orchestra, playing tuba on that, I believe he was playing tuba. Also played bass guitar. And Mr. Doug Meechan playing drums and doing harmony vocals. I actually recently found Doug on Facebook and connected with him. He is living down in Florida right now and has had quite a career as a professional drummer. We even knew that way back then when he was playing with us, that he was destined for that kind of a career. Just a fantastic session drummer, and seems like he's living the good life down in Florida. So Mr. Doug Meechan on drums there. Right after that, some music from the Bobby Jones Orchestra from sometime around 1985. The old classic, The Coconut Grove, again featuring, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my mentor, Papa Joe Zetka, on saxophone there as I played the trumpet. Live music right after that from the Joe Patek Orchestra from the Moulton Picnic from April 18th, 1976. The old Franischek Kamok March, Colleen, Colleen. And then a couple of live tunes from Brave Combo via radio broadcast. The first one from 1986 from Soquel, California. Their version, twist version of Your Cold, Cold Heart, Hank Williams tune, which I just is a blast. I mean, like I said, that's the thing that got me hooked on Brave Combo was stuff like that. And then another radio broadcast, this time from 1993, down on the Santa Monica Pier, and their version of the Beer Barrel Polka. So there we go, a little live music. Hope you enjoyed that, a little something different. I like to throw, you know, a little monkey wrench in the show every once in a while and give you something different. You know that. But we're going to get back to more just kind of traditional music now. And feature the great High Topper Orchestra out of New Braunfels. And one that I actually did a arrangement for our band. We used to play this all the time and kind of got away from it. So I'm bringing it back. And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous waltz. One of the all-time classics. And it's called, of course, The Innocence Waltz.
Okay, guys, here's the deal. My wife hates this song. She's always afraid people will think it's about her. So nobody tell her that we're going to record it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my wife, she is drunk.
blooms a flower so sweet and rare, and it's called Erica. I've a girl whose beauty cannot be compared, and her name and carefree heart so full of love, heaven sent from above. She's more lovely than that mountain flower so rare, 'cause she's my Erica. A flower so sweet and rare, and it's called Erica. I've a girl whose beauty cannot be compared, and her name Erica. Flashing eyes and carefree heart so full of love, heaven sent from above. She's more lovely than that mountain flower so rare, 'cause she's my
Yeah, short little set there, just three tunes. Some more new music, like I said, from that new Hank Haller CD. Of course, the Erica Waltz, the Mountain Flower. Right before that, another tune from the Smiling Scandinavians called My Wife is Happy. That's a great little polka right there. I probably enjoyed that. One of those kind of drinking songs, you know. And like I said, we started off with the High Toppers and the Innocence Waltz. And we are rapidly winding down the show for this hour and also for this month. Have just a few more numbers to feature, so let's do it. And another nice little set. Gonna kick it off with a couple of numbers, like I said, from these new Don Peachy CDs that Don was so nice to send me. And beautiful waltz time here, one called La Golondrina Waltz Time. Thank you. Yeah, wrapping up that set there with the Starlights, the Around the Gate Waltz, and before that a couple numbers from Mr. Don Peachy and his orchestra, the Friendship, or otherwise known as Tell Me Sincerely Polka, and we started that off with La Golondrina, Waltz Time. And with that, wow, the show is, well, I just have to say it, we're about done. I do want to thank you guys for hanging around this month. Hope you enjoyed the show. I kind of try to give you a good variety this month. Like I said, got a lot of new music in, so it kind of was heavy on that. Next month, we'll go back to more just the wider library, but I did want to definitely feature some of the new music, so since I was so gracious of these people to send it to me, that I do want to get them some airplay. Like I said, I do have that new CD from the All Around Czechs. So next month in April, I will definitely be featuring that. Maybe featuring a little more of our own music, since next month is my birthday. I'm not going to have a birthday month. Have you heard this crap? I'm not knocking anybody, but, you know, I've seen people that are like, it's my birthday month. No, it's your birthday, okay? My birthday is April 9th. It's on a Sunday. It's the last day of the Masters. That's how I'm going to spend it, watching the Masters, because I love golf. But, you know, that, and I'll probably barbecue. But it's my birthday, not my birthday month. I don't go out and have different things all month and big parties for myself or whatever. It's like, it's just your birthday, okay? It's just like any other day, except it's just the day you were created, whatever. So, you know, so no big deal. Man, I'm just wandering all over the place. Hey, I can also guarantee you I am going to have some new music next month, though, because wowzy wow wow. One last huge thank you. I've had a lot of thank yous this month, but that's good. It's good to say thank you to people who've done things for you. And I have a humongous thank you for Mr. Gary McKee. Gary is one of the writers for the Texas Polka News. He helps run PolkaBeat.com, which is kind of the online version of the Texas Polka News and has all the calendar, all that stuff. He also follows country bands, swing bands, dance halls, that kind of stuff. Great guy. And he had told me a while back he had a bunch of cassettes he wanted to send me. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't really have a tape player, but go ahead. And so I went to Goodwill and bought a tape player, which of course was no good, but I didn't know at the time. Anyway, Gary was coming through Taylor, so he dropped his tapes off at my house. I thought it was going to be like a little box of tapes. It's a tub of tapes. It's like 150 cassettes. And it turns out, I think these are all leftover from Julius Tupa down in Houston. He used to run the original. He was started the Texas Polka News and actually used to do the Polka Awards back when they used to have Polka Awards in Texas. But he also used to have a radio show and had his own band, The Sound Connection. And I'm not sure if these cassettes were bands had sent to him, or he also used to sell tapes and stuff at the various dances, things like that. So these may be left over from his collection of stuff that he was selling. But anyway, like I said, I've got like 150 tapes here that originally came from Julius Tupa that somehow Gary McKee wound up with and donated to me. And I haven't even begun to go through those things. There's so many of them. But by next month, I will definitely have at least some of those guys and some of those bands transferred, and we'll start featuring those. And just looking through there, there's a lot of duplicates. There's some cassettes that I have like five or six copies of the same thing. They're still in the shrink wrap, haven't even been opened. So at some point, I'm going to be giving those away. So it may not be till later in the summer when I get everything sorted through. And like I said, it's going to take me forever just to go through these tapes and see what's in there. But at some point, I definitely will be giving away some of the duplicates that I have. So stay listening for that, and you will be definitely given a chance to pick up some free CDs. You know, just ask that you reimburse me for postage or whatever, anything like that, just so I come out even. But anyway, that's so cool. So I'm looking forward to diving into those tapes and seeing what's in there. A lot of cool stuff, I can guarantee you, just glancing at it. Anyway, that's it for March. We are done. I actually have to leave and go back to work for a little while here on a Sunday because I took the whole spring break off and I'm kind of backlogged. So I'm going to wrap this show up and then I'm going to head into Austin for a little while and do some work. But hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you're enjoying your spring. Like I said, just gorgeous, gorgeous weather here in Central Texas. Headed out through Burnett, Llano, Mason, that area, going out to West Texas, and the Bluebonnets and Indian paintbrushes just everywhere. It's just beautiful, so beautiful this time of year here in Central Texas. So get out and enjoy it wherever you are. But we're going to wrap up the show for March with the Dutch Masters. Musicanti Potterat, musicians come out and play. So until next month in April, everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
Musicante Potterat, tu pistit fut som amrat. Nesca budem ja I moje mila až do rana tancovat. V oči se jí zadívam, veselé si zaspívam, protože má ještě modré oči, tak jí svoje srdce dám. Musicante Potterat, tu písničku, co mám rád. Dneska budem ja I moje milá až do rana tancovat. V oči se jí zadívam, veselé si zaspívam, protože má ještě moc. Oči, tak jí svoje srdce dám.